Welcome to episode 1365 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. These past 2 weeks in our exploration of the fourth guideline for abundant living, we have seen the Sabbath is far more than an ancient religious regulation. It is a fundamental design feature of reality, woven into our very DNA through circaseptin biological rhythms and anchored in dual pillars of creation and liberation. We've unmasked the Pharaoh system of endless productivity that seeks to turn us into machines. And we've followed the example of the early apostles who viewed the seventh-day Sabbath not as a legalistic burden to be discarded, but as a perpetual cathedral in time for restoration and joy. The Sabbath was made for our flourishing and maintained by Jesus and his closest disciples. In our world, rest is radical. In a culture that measures worth by productivity, to rest is to protest. In a system that demands constant availability, to cease work is to rebel. In an age of digital distraction, to step away from your devices is to declare independence. The Sabbath is not primarily a spiritual discipline, though it is that. It is not primarily a health practice, though it is that too. The Sabbath is resistance, a countercultural declaration that God, not efficiency, productivity, the market, is Lord of your time. We often think of Pharaoh as a figure from ancient history, but Pharaoh is still with us. Pharaoh is the system that reduces humans to production machines. The belief that your worth is measured by your output. The demand for constant work, hustle, striving. In our modern world, Pharaoh wears different clothes. The startup culture that celebrates the entrepreneur who sacrifices sleep for success. The corporate system that demands you answer emails at midnight. The productivity culture that tells you to optimize every moment, to turn your commute into learning time, to monetize your hobbies. Pharaoh is the insidious belief that if you are not working, not producing, not advancing, you are failing. Pharaoh whispers, your value depends on your output. Your security depends on your hustle. Your worth depends on how much you can accomplish. And we have internalized this. We have made Pharaoh's system our own. We do not need an external taskmaster anymore. We have become our own Pharaohs. We work 7 days a week, always on, always producing, always hustling. The cost is visible in our burnout statistics, mental health crisis, epidemic of exhaustion. We are a civilization of the weary and burdened, exactly as Jesus described. But there is more. The modern Pharaoh system has a new tool, digital distraction. Your phone is in your pocket. Your email is on your watch. Your work is in the cloud, accessible anywhere, anytime. No escape. No place where Pharaoh cannot reach you. The Pharaoh of ancient Egypt needed overseers and taskmasters. The modern Pharaoh needs only to create anxiety, fear of missing out, the dread of falling behind, the compulsion to check your messages, the inability to be offline without panic. We have traded physical slavery for psychological bondage. We have traded the whip for the notification, traded the taskmaster for the algorithm. This is why the Sabbath is so revolutionary. When you observe Sabbath, cease work, turn off your devices, refuse to produce for 1 day, you are making a declaration, saying, my worth is not measured by my productivity. I will not be enslaved by the demand for constant output. There is a God who is Lord, and it is not me, and it is not the market. And it is not the algorithm. I trust the world will not collapse without my effort, that I will not fall behind, that God is faithful. The Sabbath is a weekly act of defiance. It is a protest against a system that wants to consume you entirely. It is a refusal to accept the narrative you are nothing but a producer, nothing but a consumer, nothing but a unit of economic productivity. What does this resistance look like practically? Ceasing. You stop working. Not because you have finished your work. There is always more work to do, but because you have decided that the seventh day belongs to God, not to your to-do list. You put away your devices. You do not check your email. You do not answer your phone. You step out of the system for 1 day and breathe. This is harder than it sounds. The anxiety will arise. The fear will whisper, if you don't stay connected, you will fall behind. If you don't keep working, you will fail. Ignore it. This is Pharaoh's voice. Cease anyway. Delighting. The Sabbath is not just about what you stop doing. It is about what you start doing. It is about delighting, enjoying good food, playing with your children, spending time with people you love, reading, praying, walking in nature, creating beauty. Isaiah calls the Sabbath a delight, not a burden, not an obligation, a delight. Practice joy, presence, being rather than doing, worshiping. You gather with community. Remember God's faithfulness. Sing, pray, listen to scripture. Connect to something larger than yourself. Remember you are part of a people, part of a story that stretches back through history to the apostles, to the patriarchs, to creation itself. Restoring. You allow yourself to be restored. Your body rests. Your mind quiets. Your spirit reconnects with God. You remember who you are beyond your productivity. Remember you are beloved. Remember you are enough. Here is something profound about practicing Sabbath weekly. It re-anchors your identity. In the world, your identity is constantly being challenged. Are you successful enough? Achieving enough? Keeping up? The world wants to define you by your productivity, status, output. But every seventh day, the Sabbath calls you back to a different identity. You are someone who rests. Someone who is worthy of rest simply because you exist, not because you have earned it. Someone who belongs to God. Someone who is loved, not for what you produce, but for who you are. This weekly re-anchoring is crucial. Without it, you drift. You accept the world's definitions. You internalize the belief your worth is measured by your productivity. You become a machine. But with it, with one day each week when you practice a different identity, when you embody a different truth, when you align yourself with God's rhythm rather than the world's demands, something shifts. You begin to believe rest is legitimate. Begin to understand you are more than your work. Begin to experience yourself as God sees you. Beloved, worthy, enough. But there is something even deeper. The Sabbath is rehearsal for eternity. The biblical vision of heaven, of the new creation, is not a vision of endless work. It is a vision of rest, of celebration, of God dwelling with humanity. A vision where sorrow and pain are gone, where labor is no longer toilsome, where we rest in God's presence forever. When you practice Sabbath, you are rehearsing. You are tasting, for one day, what it will be like when all striving ceases, experiencing, in miniature, the eternal rest God promises. This is why the Sabbath is so powerful spiritually. It is not just about health or productivity, or even about resistance to the world's systems. It is about alignment with ultimate reality, about practicing the truth that the goal of creation is not endless production, but eternal rest in God's presence. When you observe the Sabbath, you are saying, "This is what I believe. I believe rest is ultimate. I believe God is ultimate. I believe the purpose of existence is not to produce, but to be, to know, to love, to rest in God's presence." So what does this look like practically in your life? It might mean turning off your devices from Sunset Friday to Sunset Saturday, gathering with community, family, your church, with others who are practicing rest. Preparing food ahead of time, so cooking on the Sabbath is minimal and becomes a delight rather than work. Removing the to-do list. Not thinking about projects, work, productivity. Being fully present. Playing, conversing, worshiping, resting. Walking in nature. Creating art. Reading poetry. Playing music. Doing things that restore your soul, not your productivity. It might look different for different people based on your circumstances. But what matters is the substance. Cessation, delight, worship, restoration. The Sabbath is a revolution. It is a weekly uprising against the systems that want to reduce you to productivity. It is a countercultural declaration that you are more than your work. It is a rehearsal for the eternity that God promises. When you rest on the Sabbath, you are joining billions of people across history who have done the same. You are joining the apostles, joining the early Christians, joining Jewish people across thousands of years, joining anyone who has ever said no to Pharaoh and yes to God. And you are practicing the truth that will ultimately define reality. Not endless striving, but eternal rest in God's presence. Not constant production, but peace. Not the demands of the market, but the love of God. To rest is to declare God as Lord. To observe the Sabbath is to live that declaration weekly. To practice this rhythm is to be trained by it into the truth that will ultimately set you free. Father, help us practice, through Sabbath, the eternal rest you promise. Help us become a people who know how to rest, believe rest is legitimate, who bear witness through our rhythm that another way is possible. Help us join the great cloud of witnesses across history who have chosen rest, chosen you, chosen freedom. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.